Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a Bluey story for you. We have heard the request. Everyone says more Bluey stories. And well, why not? They're amazing. So today we will be reading Bluey, the Doctor. And before we get started, I want to give our patron shout out, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So today we are saying hello to Julius. Julius, we hear that you are a big fan of Bluey, and we wanted to say, hey, thank you so much for being part of our story time with Philip and Mommy family, and we hope that you really, really like this story. I think he's over there in Oakland, California, right? Is that right? Yeah. Yep. So we hope that you love this story and that we hope you are being safe over there in California. Now, on with the show. Ready? Okay. So you have to use your imaginations here because today's story is brought to you by Mommy and
Tai Tai.
Tai Tai?
Tai Tai.
Okay. Mommy and Tai Tai. Imagine what that might look like. He's here with me now. You ready? Okay. Bluey, the receptionist, is working at the doctor's office. Do you know what a receptionist is?
No.
Okay. So there's a hint in the word receive. Receive. What do you think that, what does that make you think of? It makes you think of getting something, right? This is the first person that is there to greet you when you walk in the door. They receive you when you walk through the door. They say, hello, welcome to this place. How can I help you? Okay, they call it the reception area where the receptionist sits to receive. All right. And she also does other things, or he also does other things. They also do. There's boys and girls. But they also answer phones and stuff, too. So, for example, ring, ring, the phone rings. This is the doctor's office. Hello, this is Edna speaking. How are you? Now, while Bluey is answering her phone call, a person walks through the door. And it's Honey. Honey arrives at reception. Hello, I need to see the doctor now. But Edna is still on the phone. Yes, okay, sure. Okay, we'll see you in 15 months. Bye. Sorry about that. How can I help? I need to see the doctor. Oh, yes, says Edna. I'm sure we can squeeze you in tightly. Now, what's wrong with you today? Nothing, I'm fine. Honey, you have to make something up wrong with you. Bluey whispers, because when you're pretending that you're a doctor's office, you kind of want there to be something the doctor can do, right? That's common sense.
What do you think should be wrong with me? It's up to you, says Edna. What if I bumped my knee?
She asks.
Okay, here's a clipboard. Edna says, please take a seat. The doctor won't be long.
So Honey walks over to a seat in the waiting room, and she's got the clipboard in her hands.
Honey, you have to hobble when you walk.
Oh, yes,
says Honey, because now she's remembering, that's right, if my knee is hurt, I should pretend like it hurts when I walk. Okay, so now she has something that she needs to see the doctor about. So here comes the doctor, who happens to be...
Bingo! Next patient, please!
That's me!
What seems to be the matter?
The doctor asks.
She's bumped her knee, doctor,
says Edna.
Oh, are you sure that's it?
Bingo is hoping for something more exciting.
Yeah, that's it,
replies Honey. Maybe Honey isn't as dramatic as Bingo and Bluey are. Wouldn't you agree?
Okay, well, we'll have that fixed in a jiffy,
says Bingo. But Lucky runs in with an emergency.
Ah, I need to see the doctor. There's a crocodile on my head.
Oh, my.
my, this is a real pickle, says the doctor.
Don't worry, we'll fix that in a jiffy. Edna, hold my appointments.
Oh, and so straight into the doctor's office goes Lucky on account of the giant alligator on his head. See, and do you know what we call that? Can I ask you a question? Did you know that's a real thing? If you go to the hospital and you don't feel good and you're going to go to the doctor, if someone comes into the doctor's who has a far more severe problem, they will prioritize the triage. If someone is really, really hurt, they get taken care of first so that they don't die. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, dear,
Edna says to Honey.
Please take a seat. I'm sure the doctor won't be long.
But then they hear,
this is gonna take ages.
Uh-oh, maybe Bingo's taking this a little to heart. Honey waits patiently while the doctor deals with the wily crocodile.
Would you like a cup of tea while you wait?
Says Edna.
Yes, thanks,
says Honey. Bluey tries to help Honey think of a bigger pickle.
Are you sure you haven't been attacked by a giraffe or something?
She asks.
Because that would be a real pickle.
No,
says Honey, who is...
Dinosaurs came back to life and chased her away?
Yes, that would have been a really good one. If the dinosaurs... Yeah, if she'd been chewed up by a T-Rex, that would be a real pickle. I dare say that's some big pickle trouble. But out comes Lucky all better.
Just keep the bandages on for 11 years.
Says Bingo, 11 years with bandages? What's really funny about that, my friends, is that in the picture, where are the bandages?
All over his eyes and face.
Yeah, you can't see. Oh, dear.
Okay, who's next?
Asks the doctor.
That's me,
says Honey.
Oh, yes, Sonny, right this way.
But now Snickers runs in with an emergency.
I cuddled a cactus,
he yells.
And then a crocodile fell out of the sky and bit me on the bottom.
That's crazy. It's just so silly.
My stars, says Edna. This is a real pickle.
Don't worry. We'll have you fixed in a jiffy,
says the doctor.
Edna, hold my appointments. Ow, 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 ow.
No, we're like this.
Says ow, Snickers.
Ow, 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 ow.
Every time he ow, takes a step, ow, ow.
Ow,
mm.
Ow.
Oh, ow. But what about my knee?
Says Honey, sadly. She sits down and waits patiently again. Edna brings her another cup of tea.
I'm sorry about the wait. Am I definitely the next patient?
Honey asks.
You are definitely the next patient, says Bluey.
Now Indy and Coco arrive with an emergency.
We need to see the doctor,
screams Indy.
I was hanging out the washing and my arms fell off.
Oh dear, that is a real problem. If you're ever doing anything and your arm just falls off, you better get to the doctor and quick. You may need to be, you may need something more than just a doctor.
I've got bitten by 7 scorpions,
adds Coco. 7.
Oh, this looks like a real pickle,
says Honey.
It is,
say the girls.
I'm never going to see the doctor,
she says.
Don't worry, Honey. I promise you'll be the next patient,
says Edna.
Really?
Yes, definitely.
Someone else rushes in.
I need a doctor.
Rusty screams and he's holding his insides.
What's wrong, Rusty?
Asks Edna.
I accidentally ate a hippopotamus, and now when I burp out baby hippopotamuses.
Oh my goodness. What is he doing?
Ah, hippos everywhere,
says Bluey. Quick, Indy, grab it, says Coco. But I've got no arms, says, oh, Indy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, the doctor says. This is a real pickle. Rusty, you best come here right away. Edna, hold my appointments. Oh, says Rusty, holding his tummy. Now that is the most creative. Wow. I give lots of points to Rusty for his creativity. But I think you having dinosaurs come back from the past and try to be chasing you and being chomped by a Tyrannosaurus might win.
And my arm being bit off by a velociraptor.
Dear me.
Oh, I knew it, says Honey. Everyone's problem is a real pickle, except mine.
Don't be sad, says Bluey. Oh, there's another one! Burp! They're everywhere, says Rusty. Poor Honey. Honey isn't the best at thinking up pickles. She starts swaying her legs. And Bluey sways along too, and they giggle at each other.
You always make me laugh, says Bluey.
Yeah, I'll always make you laugh, replies Honey.
Do it again, says Bluey. Do something funny.
And then Honey has an idea.
Okay, watch this. Now for most dogs, she says, the tail wags and the body stays still, but not me.
And, oh, we can see how she's making her body wiggle, but she's leaving her tail in the same sort of spot. Rusty and the doctor come back from the waiting room.
Thanks, doctor, Rusty says.
I won't eat any more hippopotamuses.
And then the doctor sees Honey.
Oh, my stars! Your tail and your body are all mixed up.
Her body is wagging, but her tail is still,
says the other girls as they watch.
This is a real pickle, says the doctor.
Really?
Asks Honey.
A pickle?
This is the biggest pickle I've ever seen. Come with me right away, says Bingo.
And finally, it's Honey's turn to see the doctor.
Don't worry, we'll have you fixed up in a jiffy, says the doctor.
Oh,
says Honey. And Bluey reminds her to hobble. And out pops the doctor.
Edna, you best hold all my appointments.
The other girls are just going to have to wait. But there is one other person who has to wait. And it's Dad, who is tied up like a mummy with a snake chewing on him and a thermometer in his mouth. And he says, will the doctor be much longer? And Bluey just ignores him. Oh, no, she doesn't. She says,
oh, just be patient.
I think he has been patient. He's been there this whole time with all the other kids in and out and in and out and all those other pickles. Although I do have to say, I think Honey's pickle might be the best. The body wagging and the tail knot. Silly.
I think mine is still better.
You like yours the most? Yours is pretty good, too.
The dinosaur, a velociraptor.
What should mine be if I were in a real pickle to go to the doctor? I'll have to think about it. Think of something.
Parts of your bodies are disappearing.
Oh, what if someone with, you know, like when they play that trick where they take your nose off and they stick their thumb through their finger? What if someone did that to me, only my nose actually came off?
My
Someone took my nose off. Help. I got, and then I wouldn't be able to talk anymore without my nose would not be there. Help me, my nose is not there anymore.
I can't talk anymore.
If my nose is gone, how would I sniff anything ever again? It'd be very funny. We'll have to think about that one. But it is, for now, the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.